It looked like a crime scene. Everything in the garden was gone. The morning glories no longer crowded the sidewalk. Sunflowers were cut down in their prime. There was a hole instead of the lilac, and one stubby trunk where someone had hacked off the sand cherry tree. We started the garden just over a year ago. I found out I was pregnant, and next thing I know, my husband is incubating black-eyed Susans on top of the refrigerator. He seemed to have that nesting instinct. Suddenly, he was spending every weekend at the nursery. He came home with tools and soil and plants and even trees. The scraggly yard in front of our apartment building was being transformed. For me, it was just what I needed, a patch of nature in the middle of the city. This summer, the flowers came back, and we shared the garden with our six-month-old. We were pointing out the buds on the trees and the bees buzzing around. We didn't tend it much as we got ready to move, and it grew pretty wild. There were flowers, but also grass and weeds. 2 weeks after we moved, all that life was torn up. 11 different kinds of plants, all carefully chosen and tended. We visited them every time we walked in or out of the building. I can't imagine the person who would just rip up flowers out of the ground. It was a tiny, imperfect oasis. Now it's just dirt. Ironically, the only thing that survived was a plum tree we planted on the city property, between the sidewalk and the road. We thought city workers might pull it up, since it wasn't official. Instead, they plunked an iron gate around it, and now every week a city truck comes to water it. We always laugh about how it survived its brush with the city officials. Now that tree has proved it really is a survivor. But all that perennial color that was once a backdrop to it is gone. It wasn't just a part of our past, but an investment in the future as well. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Karen Kelly.